It's one of the marks of the fact that the Holy Spirit's got nothing against you. Colossians in chapter 3. It says here in verse 15, let the peace of Christ be the referee. That's what it says in my margin. Be the referee in your heart. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule or be the referee in your heart. Now we all know in a football game, soccer or hockey, there's a referee. And the referee is always watching to see if a foul has been committed. So, let's say a soccer game, you're playing around and you're kicking the ball and suddenly the referee blows the whistle. Whether you think a foul has been committed or not, you have to stop the game. And you know, people who know the rules stop the game. Everybody stands still. They're not running for the ball anymore. But some stupid guy who doesn't know the rules and doesn't care for the referee's whistle, he says, oh, everybody's standing still. I can go and score a goal now. And he takes the ball all the way to goal and kicks it in and raises his hand. And the referee says, come back. That's not a goal. Just bring it here. And in a sheepish way, he has to come back and say, what's wrong? You committed a foul. And the moment you committed a foul, everything you did after that does not count. So when the peace of Christ has gone from your heart, that means you feel an unrest in your heart about something. You're agitated. Is the referee blowing the whistle saying something is wrong, not with the other person, but in your life? Do you know that the world around could be evil and it never agitated Jesus because he lived with the peace of heaven in his heart? People could call him, do you know the names that people call Jesus? Let me list some of them. Beelzebul, Prince of Devils. Samaritan, that in those days was saying, you low caste, lowest caste. That's illegitimate child. They told him once in John's Gospel, we are not born of fornication like your mother had you. What all names they called him, it never disturbed his peace. He loved them. He would always say, it's forgiven. If nothing could disturb him, the way they spat on him or whatever they did to him, they told lies about him in court. This man said he will pull down this temple and construct it in 3 days. Absolute lie. Jesus didn't shout out, hey, I didn't say that. Say what you like. He was so much at rest. He committed his cause to one who judges righteously. He didn't try to fight there. This is how our Savior lived on the earth. His peace was never disturbed when people threatened him. He knew that he could not die before his Father's time. He was at rest no matter what happened. Always forgiving, always keeping his heart at rest in his Father. That's why when he stood before Pilate, the emperor's deputy there, the governor, and when he wouldn't answer Pilate. And Pilate said, don't you know I have power to kill you, crucify you, or to release you? Pilate was agitated because he didn't get a reply from Jesus. Jesus was calm. He said, you don't have any power over me except what my Father gives you. And that shut Pilate's mouth. He didn't know what to say. You don't have any power over me except what my Father gives you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that your boss in your office has no power over you except what God gives him? Or a judge in a court? I mean, I faced situations where in a court where I said that. You have no power over me except what my Father gives you. I can say that to everybody on earth. The people who you feel are attacking you or harming you, if you really believe they have no power over you except what the Father gives them, In the Old Testament, there is an incident where, I think it's 2 Samuel 15, where, you know, when David was ejected by his own son Absalom, and he had to run for his life, there was an enemy of David called Shimei. He said, I'm so happy this guy's out now. And he went and cursed him. Called him a dead dog and all types of things. And one of David's soldiers said, let me go and chop off his head. David said, no. You know what David said there, this Old Testament man? He said, if God has permitted Shimei to curse me, God has allowed him to open his mouth and curse me, why should I fight against God? Do you ever say that when somebody curses you or somebody does something to you? Say, oh, God has allowed him to say that to me. God has allowed him to cut me off on the road, come in front of me. Little things agitate people nowadays. Or anything like this. I accept it. There was peace in Jesus' heart. And you read these situations in the gospel and say, Lord, this is the way I want to live on this earth. I want to say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, ask yourself right now as you're sitting on that chair, is there something somebody said which is still agitating you? Maybe he said it years ago, but it's still bothering you. Something somebody wrote to you. You got offended because your boss rebuked you, or maybe a pune in the office shouted at you. You say, how dare he shout at me? All the silly things that so-called believers who claim to be wholehearted believers get upset with. You haven't got the kingdom of God. You haven't got the righteousness from God. You haven't found this peace in your heart. The righteousness from God gives you peace in your heart. Nothing will disturb them. Like that verse in Psalm 119 says, great peace have those who love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Do you know that verse? I think it's Psalm 119, verse 165 perhaps. You can find it. Great peace have those who love thy law. Nothing will offend them. I want to live like that. Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended in me. I've often said that getting offended is the kindergarten lesson we have to learn to overcome. Never. I decided years ago, I'm going to overcome it. I used to get offended, sure, like every other human being. But I finished with it years ago. I can challenge people. It's impossible today for anyone to do something to me or not do something or say something or not say something and offend me. Not possible. I've gone beyond that. Now, all those battles are down here and I'm above that. You can live there if you believe that nobody can say something without God permitting him. If Shimei curses David, David says, God's permitted him. It's okay. I'm not going to fight against God. Saying, why did you permit him to say that? Or why did you permit him? Do you see God in all these situations? You remember that verse which Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall... You know the rest of the verse? You know that verse in Habakkuk? Blessed are the pure in heart. It's not in Habakkuk. It's in Matthew chapter 5. I hope you read it. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I want to explain to you what that means. That when your heart is pure, you will see God everywhere. Everywhere. And in everything. And in everything that people say and do to you. In the harm that people seek to do to you. If you're pure in heart, what will you see? You won't see that person. You'll see God. You won't see Shimei cursing you. You'll see God. You won't see Pilate threatening you. You'll see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When you see human beings and you're upset with human beings, the problem is not with them. The problem is with you. Your heart is not pure. If you see God in every situation, you'll be at peace. Always. So seek for purity of heart, and you know you have purity in heart when you see God everywhere. That's the test for me. if I don't see God everywhere, in all the things that people do or don't do, the things that people promised to do for me and they did not do it, okay, God was there. They promised to do it and they didn't do it. Okay, praise the Lord. You'll never be upset with your wife. Maybe she didn't make breakfast in time and you had to go to the office. You'll see God there. Oh, Lord, you want me to fast today, right? Thank you. I'm going to praise you. And you saw I love food too much, so you give me an opportunity to fast. You'll see God in every single situation. And I'll tell you something, the result of that, you'll never have a complaint against any human being. You'll be able to obey that command in Philippians 2, which says, do all things without murmuring or complaining, because you see God everywhere in your peace in your heart. And the result of that, you'll be at peace with people. It'll be easy to have peace with people when you're pure in heart, because you see God there. God permitted him to do that. God permitted him to harm me in that way. God permitted him to promise to do something and not do it. Ah, praise the Lord. That was God. The guy promised to do it and he didn't do it. Do you see God there? If you're pure in heart, you'll see. If you're not pure in heart, you'll be just upset with him for days on end. It's a wonderful life when you live in the kingdom of God with the righteousness of the new covenant. But there's a lot more to say to that. You can meditate on it. I'll say one more thing. It's when you have peace in your heart that the devil will be crushed under your feet. Read Romans 16, verse 20. Romans says, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. I want Satan under my feet. Not once in a while, 24 hours. Yeah, and Satan can hear me when I say that. Satan, I'm going to have you under my feet 24 hours. My Savior defeated you on the cross. You can't touch me. You cannot. And I'm going to ensure, I'm going to live in peace with God. And from my heart, I'm going to have peace with all human beings. If they don't want to have peace with me, that's up to them. But I'm going to keep my heart pure. I'm going to see God everywhere. And the devil will be crushed under my feet.